Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Monday morning, first Monday in the month of April, April the 4th, 2022, for 4/22. How about that for a day? 18 minutes past the hour, and we have got a great morning here on WWGH Radio. I'm going to tell you about it as the morning progresses, but I have got a lot of stuff that I want to talk about this morning, so we're going to get started because it's already 19 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. And feel free to call in at any time, 740-751-4038. That is the alternate number. So if anything I'm saying hits you interesting and you would like to comment, please feel free, 740-751-4038. All right. Right off the bat, well, I'll tell you, I'm feeling very good this morning because I got up this morning at around 5 o'clock. Now, why I got up at 5 o'clock, I have no idea. There was really no reason for me to be up at 5 o'clock this morning, but I was. It seems like now that there's really nothing for me to do in the morning besides get ready for this show, which, trust me, doesn't take a whole lot of time. And listeners have told me that many times. Hey, that show you do doesn't seem like it takes a whole lot of time to get ready. You'd be right. So I'm up at 5 o'clock this morning. So I just did some chores around the house. And I did make it over to McDonald's and got a large Diet Coke. So I was quite pleased with that. But yesterday, Angie went to the grocery store and got me some honey and oats breakfast bars, I guess is what they are. They're probably granola bars, but they are very, very, very good. I've already eaten one, and I'm probably going to go back and get another one during the break at 9 o'clock here this morning. But boy, those are delicious. What do you guys have out there for breakfast? You know, I'm always interested in that. I get on here and tell you what I have for breakfast, and mostly when I was doing work in the studio, it was just pretty much a large Diet Coke most mornings, unless somebody drops something off. But since I've been home, I've been eating bagels. Now, why bagels? I have no idea. And I eat them plain, and they're not any special kind of bagels. They're just plain bagels. But I decided to change it up. So these honey and oat granola bars are very, very good. I've also got, I think, some strawberry and cream granola bars out there as well. So, yeah, I've got a lot of energy this morning, up and running since 5 o'clock. So I wanted to thank Angie for that. But what do you have for breakfast in the morning? What gets you up and going? Do you have a cold breakfast? Is there anybody out there who still gets up in the morning and cooks eggs and bacon and ham and sausage and hash browns and all of that sort of thing, pancakes, waffles? Do you do the frozen waffles that you put in the toaster, or do you just eat toast and butter and maybe a cup of tea, the traditional English breakfast? What do you have? 740-751-4038. So that's where we're going to start this morning, but a lot to talk about here in hour number one. Adam mentioned it there on the obituary report, and I mentioned it on Friday night, but we got the word Friday afternoon that one of our longtime listeners, Bob Austin, and I do think of our listening family here as a family. I know a lot of your names. I know who a lot of you are, and it's always fun to talk with you. We're going to take the call here and then get back to this momentarily. You call on a morning when I don't need help. You don't call on the mornings when I do need help. Go ahead. Call back. I was just kidding. Oh, that was Adam calling in. Adam, call us back. 740-751-4038. That's 751-4038. 740. Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, Adam. Are you there, Adam?
Maybe Adam's just having phone issues this morning. Adam, call us back. 740-751-4038. Or somebody else give us a call. Heaven forbid we're having phone issues in general. We don't need that. 740-751-4038. Talking about breakfast and things of that nature. Hopefully you can hear me okay out there. This morning in listener land. But as I said, Adam mentioned it on the obituary report this morning that one of our listeners, Bob Austin, passed away Thursday at the age of 78. And we knew Bob had not been feeling well. And I met Bob several times over the years. And it's sad when somebody passes away, but Bob lived a good life. And however you felt about Bob, he was always a lot of fun.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Can you hear me, Adam? Oh, man. The dreaded phone problems. Somebody else give me a buzz real quick if you're out there listening to let me know the phones are working. Is this an Adam phone issue or is this a me issue? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. So we were sad to hear of Bob Austin's passing last week at the age of 78. He certainly was a devoted listener. And however else you feel about Bob, if you knew him in person or knew anything about him, we'll miss him because he listened. Well, Adam says he's just getting a screeching tone, so let's try the phones here again. Let's see what's going on.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Go ahead, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Hello?
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 Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Oh, man. We don't need trouble like this. Let's see here if there's an issue.
Hold on. Let me go over here and see if something has been messed with. You never know from time to time.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Well, apparently the phone is just screeching. Let me see here. Well, we've got a dial tone. That's a good thing. Let's try to figure out why the phone is just screeching, as it were. Okay, give me a try now, and let's see if that fixed the problem. Maybe that was the issue. Let's hope that was the issue. Give me a buzz now. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That would be the only issue I could think we'd be having this morning. Give me a buzz now. Okay. Oh, my. Okay, here we go. Let's give this a shot.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, caller?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Well, you know what? I have no idea what's going on there with the telephones. But in any event, we'll continue to work through it here this morning. Let me see if everything is hooked up just right. Hmm. Now, we're not having any kind of connection with the old telephone interface. Now, why would that be? I have no idea. Maybe it's because the phone line fell out. Okay, let's try this.
Hello, caller?
Are you there, caller? Boy, I tell you, it's one of those mornings already. Well, we'll keep on trying. 740-751-4038. That's 740.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
You know, I can hear what sounds like a fax. Let me try this. You know what? I wonder if this is an issue.
Go ahead, caller. Hello, caller.
What?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Well, we know people are out there listening this morning. But, whatever the problem is, I'm not exactly sure. You know what? I'm going to turn that down a little bit and see if this helps.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
What a mess we're having here this morning.
My goodness gracious.
Who would have suspected that?
Go ahead, caller. Hello, caller.
Well, we'll just hold off with calls here for a second. Because I have no idea what's causing that problem. All right, we'll hold off with the calls here for a second and I'll work on that during the break. Because I have no idea what's going on there.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Well, I'm glad so many people are out there listening this morning, but why that is not working, I have no honest idea. Because I don't know what would have been changed in the last 24 hours.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Now, we'll just stop the calls here for a moment until I can figure out exactly what the issue is here. You know, the telephone interface here is a very interesting machine, and I'm not sure what would be causing the problem. But we will work our best to get through it, I assure you of that. That is an odd problem to have. I'm not sure what would be causing the hang up there, because I don't know that anything has changed between this week and last week, but you never know.
Go ahead, caller. You know, I do hear that buzz.
I don't know what that screeching buzz is. Very, very strange. All right. Well, you know what? Let me try to call somebody, and we'll see what happens. Maybe this will change the the way things are going this morning. Holy moly. What a morning we're having. Well, people still calling in here. I can't get a chance to call anybody.
Go ahead, caller. Hello, caller.
No. Okay, let me try to call out here and see if that has any impact on anything. Just when things were working so well. Oh, people still calling in. Okay, as soon as I can get people to stop calling in.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, give me a second here. So I can try to get the somebody on the line. Hold on. Let's see if it's a phone issue or if it's a me issue. See, I told you I had a lot to do here this morning. Boy, we've got calls galore here in hour number one. I'm glad you're out there listening. As I say, okay, let's try this. Okay. We're still... Oh, it might be a phone issue. Hold on here a second. Looks like we might be having a phone issue. Maybe we had a phone outage over the night. Huh. Well, how about that? See the things you learn while you're doing live radio here? I didn't think it had anything to do with the configuration of the board. But it looks like it might have to do with the telephone in general. Apparently, I can receive calls, but cannot make calls for some odd reason. We might have to fix that during the break. Hopefully, we will. Let me see here for a second if I can call out to anybody. Bear with me here, folks. Stay in it with me, trying to fix the phone problems. 34 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. I'm glad to know you're all out there this morning. And I've got a lot to say, and we might just go to that here in a second, because I do have quite a few things to talk about. Oh, somebody calling again. Boy, I'll tell you, never been so busy.
Go ahead, caller. Hello.
Yeah, I think it's a phone issue here. Maybe the phone company's having problems. Heaven knows. And we're getting another call. Boy, oh boy.
Go ahead, caller.
You know what I'm going to do here momentarily is I'm just going to try to disconnect the telephone altogether here and figure out what is going on. Let's see here if I can call out at all. And then we'll get back to the show. See, this morning I should have taken that extra time to make sure the phones were working. Okay, now let me give this a try and see if I can call anybody. And apparently, it will not let me call anybody. All I'm getting is a dial tone, oddly enough. Apparently, I can receive calls, but I cannot make calls. Isn't that strange? Well, how about that? The things you learn here in the morning. All righty. What else do we got going on here? Still trying to work on this. Yes, it will not let me make a call out at all. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to fix that problem during the break. So stay with me here, 36 minutes past the hour, and I will try to see what the problem is. But we don't need phone calls right now. We'll get back to that momentarily. But here's the things I want to talk about in hour number one. All right, here comes another phone call. We can't take phone calls, but we're going to try.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, apparently it's just something in general. You know what? I'm just going to try to answer the phone. Hey, Adam, that was you. Adam, give me a call. I'm just going to try to pick up the phone and see what happens. We'll see if that works. Everything else has been an interesting bust here for the first few minutes. And I have a lot to talk about here this morning, believe it or not. All right. As soon as Adam calls back in, I'm just going to try to pick up the phone and see if that works. I think it might be a phone issue. You know, we have these issues. Let's see here. We have these issues from time to time with the telephones. Somebody told me Frontier was working on the lines in Marion. I think updating their service for a lot of the internet customers. And it might be what's going on with the telephones. when Adam calls in here in a minute, I'm just going to try to pick up the phone, the receiver, and answer. All right, let's give this a shot. Hello, are you there? Can you hear me? Hello, Adam. Hello. Well, I think that's the problem, is that the phone itself apparently... Hello, Adam, are you there? Yeah, apparently the phone is the issue. It's not on my end, thank goodness. It's just the phones, because I just tried to pick it up that time, didn't even try to go through the interface. So I'll just try to reset the phones during the break, and we'll see what happens. But in any event, 38 minutes past the hour, let's get back to what we're doing here. Let's see. All right, Adam, I can hear you, so just talk. Well, no. We'll work on it. Okay, we were sad to hear that Bob Austin passed away at the age of 78. Okay, what other things did I want to talk about here this morning? Oh, let's see. Oh, I do want to let everybody know a programming note. Pastor Craig will be doing Swap Shop on Thursdays while Glenn is in California. So if you get a chance, call in to Pastor Craig's show. Okay. Adam, just go ahead. Well, apparently not. Pastor Craig will be doing Swap Shop on Thursdays from 12:10 to 1 while Glenn is in California. So you'll still be able to listen to Swap Shop. So tune that in live every Thursday from 12:10 to 1 o'clock. All right. Okay, I made it over to the studio this past weekend. And, all right, go ahead, Adam. No. All right, Adam. We're not going to... We'll fix it during the break. Okay. Now, I tell you, I had not been in the studio for about a week, maybe a week and a half. And I want to tell you that it was... You know, it's hard to describe how the studio was. It's not exactly how I left it. It's just a little more cluttered than it used to be. But I was able to pick up my cards. And what I wanted to say was, I want to thank everybody who is sending me the cards. I really, really, really appreciate these cards that you are sending me and all of the nice things you're saying, and I appreciate it. And I did get some clippings. One of our listeners, Judy, sent me a bunch of clippings from the Marion Star. And I like that because I don't get the Marion Star. So one morning this week, we're going to go over these clippings because they are interesting. And maybe talk about those. Some of them are just funny little cartoons that were in the Marion Star. Some of them are stories that were in the Marion Star. But it's all very interesting. So we will we'll get to that one morning this week. But I got a letter. Now, the person who sent me this letter might be listening now. Now, I don't have the letter in front of me. But when we are in the studio, from time to time, there are microphone problems. Now, partially, this is because people tend to fiddle with the knobs in the studio. I don't know why they do this, but they fiddle with the knobs, and it becomes hard to hear. And also, when Glenn, this letter referred to Glenn taking phone calls from Dr. Feynman, that Dr. Feynman sounds very good, but that Glenn doesn't sound good during the phone calls. So basically, this is the letter we got, and the person sent us some money to fix the microphones. Now, I don't think it's a microphone problem, and trust me, you don't have to send us any money to fix the microphone. One of the problems is this. When we move to the new studio, there are hardwood floors in the new studio. and it changes the echo in the room. So when we move to the new studio, a lot of things echo if the soundboard is not adjusted correctly. Well, adjusting the soundboard correctly causes the calls and the host to sound a little different, especially if a host is not sitting right on top of the microphone. When I took calls in the studio, I mean, I sat right on top of the microphone. Now, this is why I always thought you wore headphones in radio. If you ever notice, most of the people hosting shows wear headphones. Well, the reason for that is because what's coming through the headphone is what's going out over the air. So if you're not sounding good in the headphones, you're probably not sounding good going over the air. Now, why Glenn doesn't hear that, I'm not really sure. I'll have to ask him when he gets back from California. How does he sound in the headphones? I don't think Adam has had any trouble with this. And I don't think I've had any trouble with this taking phone calls. But there seems to be a little issue there with Glenn. So I appreciate the letter, but it's not an equipment issue. It's more of an operator error issue. The studio is just set up differently than it was from our past studio. And maybe one day we'll be able to soundproof the studio better, but it's difficult because the studio has windows and the studio has, it's not closed. There's a big open door in the middle of the studio, which goes back into the office area, a middle room, and that also causes some echo. So it's kind of hard to soundproof that particular studio. And that's why it sounds off sometimes if somebody's not sitting directly on the microphone. But I did get the letter, and I appreciate that. And we'll try to do something to get that issue fixed a little better. If we were able to enclose the room, maybe with a sliding door or some kind of, what do they call those doors that go in between rooms? Temporary doors. That probably would help, because that would confine the room a little better. And the middle room has hardwood floors as well. We'll see what we can do as time goes on. But I did get your letter, and I appreciate that. Any constructive criticism helps. All right. Let's see here. But the studio was a little cluttered. Now, I know who is cluttering the studio. But I'm not going to say the name on the air. Now, I'll tell you why I know who's cluttering the studio. I have been with a lot of these people at the radio station for quite a while now. So when I was in the studio 5 days a week, there were mornings I would come into the studio and there would be just stuff laying all over the place. And I knew who was there the night before who was doing that. And so I know who and why it's happening. I guess it's just that I'm not there every day to pick it up and throw it in the garbage can. But we'll fix that one day. All right. What else did I want to talk about here this morning? Oh, okay. Yeah, I did want to talk about restaurants. You know what? 46 minutes past the hour here, by the way. What in the world is going on with restaurants? Now, this past weekend, I ate out quite a bit. And I went to some places that I have never had issues with. Never had issues with. And I'm not even going to tell you the name of the places because there were so many of them. It wasn't just one place that was having a problem. It was several places. And I cannot, for the life of me, figure out what in the world is going on with restaurants. Now, everybody seems to blame it on a staffing issue. I don't know if it is a staffing issue, to be honest with you. It seems to me that there's something else going on. It seems to me that the people working in these places now, maybe they just don't know what they're doing. And I hate to say that because I want everybody to work, or maybe they're not getting the training that they need. Because to me, if it was a staffing issue, it might take longer to get things, but that's not what's happening. What's happening is food is getting burnt, things are not getting cooked well. If you go in to pick up a carryout order, the people forget to put things in the bag. They take a 15-minute order while you're standing there at the counter and act like you're not even there. It's just very odd what's going on, and I don't think that's staffing. Because I would think if your issue was staffing, it would only be waiting for a period of time. But that doesn't seem to be the issue. It just seems to be the quality in general, and I think that has to do with training. And maybe once we get the phones working here, we'll take some phone calls on this. During the break, I'm going to try to fix this issue. But it's unfortunate. Because it makes you not want to go back to the place. And I'll tell you, it's funny, because the first time it happened this past weekend, well, I thought, I'm just not going to go back to that place for a little while. Well, then, it happened at two other places over the weekend that I have always had good experiences with. And that's just, it's unfortunate. But I guess the way it is right now. So we hope the restaurants get better. And I saw a posting on Facebook on Friday. And I don't know which restaurant it was. I'm trying to remember. You know what? Let's see if I can find this here very quick to let you know exactly what was. Okay, it was Taco Bell. Now, I can tell you this much about Taco Bell. Apparently, they were limiting their orders to $15 $15 a car, I guess, on Friday night. This would have been April the 1st. And they said it was because of staffing. Now, Taco Bell, a major chain, doing this. And apparently this has just infuriated people to where they will go on the internet and talk about this. And here's the thing. And I understand I was just doing some criticism there myself. But here's the thing about the whole issue. If a business has to limit the order to $15 an order because they're short-staffed, at least they're telling you up front that that's what they're doing. You know, they have to do something. If you're short-staffed and you can't keep up with the demand on a Friday night, you're going to have to say something, do something. And I guess that's what they have done. Now, could you probably just get back in line and order more food for $15? Yeah, you probably could do that, and they probably wouldn't know the difference. But they just have to do something. And that probably is more of a staffing issue. So I was interested to see that complaint on Facebook on Friday night. Okay. Well, the Big Ten tournament's coming to an end, and so did the career of Coach K this past Saturday. I think we all thought that Duke was going to pull it out. They were doing so well. They were coming right along. And then, whammo, they ran up against North Carolina. And North Carolina beat them. So now the final game will be North Carolina versus Kansas, which did well by me. I had Kansas going to the final game. I had them going there against Indiana. But I had Indiana winning it all. So that didn't do well by me. But in the final score of the NCAA tournament competition between Angie and myself, the final score was Angie 43 points, and I ended up with 90 points. And the only reason I ended up with 90 points is because Kansas went so far. When you pick one of the final two teams, you end up racking a lot of points. So by dumb luck, I ended up doing pretty well in the NCAA tournament because Kansas is going to the final game. Now, will they win it all against North Carolina? I'm rooting for Kansas at this point. But I feel bad for Duke because they definitely became the sentimental favorite because of the end of the career of Coach K, who had been there so long. I think they got overconfident against North Carolina, to be honest with you. I think they got to the Final Four, and it was Coach K's last season, and they had come from behind so many times. I think they thought they were going to walk in there against North Carolina and win and go to the final game, and it didn't happen. So Coach K had a great career, certainly nothing to be upset with there, and the team certainly played the best they could. They got a lot further than they should have. As one of our devoted listeners, Phyllis, points out, you know, Ohio State had beat Kansas during the regular season, or Duke had beat Duke during the regular season, and Ohio State was knocked out in the second round. So that's how well Duke did, and I would think all the players should not feel bad for what they did with Coach K, sending him out as a Final Four participant in his final season. All right. So that's how the Big Ten all wrapped up. Let's see. What else is there to talk about here this morning? You know, the restaurant thing does puzzle me. The more and more I think about that, that this is becoming such an issue. Maybe more people are just eating out. That's the epidemic. Not a pandemic. This is an epidemic with the restaurants. And I don't know if people are going to continue to go to the restaurants if this continues to be a problem. I guess we'll see. I don't know. We're going to have some interesting guests on the show this week that I'll tell you about as the week goes on. But it's going to be a fun week. Let's put it that way. And we will take phone calls once we get the phones up and working again on what do you eat for breakfast. Because I'm telling you, these honey and oat breakfast bars that I have now, that they're just delicious. Angie certainly made the right choice there. And having a diet soda this morning was nice, too. I'm looking at these articles that I was sent, clippings from the Marion Star, and there are some funny, well, I think they're funny. There are some funny things that are printed in the comic page. You know, it used to be on Sunday morning, the newspaper would come, and the kids would get the comics, and the adults would get the newspaper, and typically the men got the sports page, and the women got the lifestyle section, and that's what went on. I don't even think this goes on anymore. I'm not sure how many people get the paper. I don't get the paper anymore, which is why I said I'm so glad to get these newspaper clippings. But it's a whole different world, and I'll tell you, the newspaper is having some interesting issues. I've seen a couple complaints online about the newspaper recently as well. Now, I tend to not to want to knock the newspaper because I do think they're doing the best they can with only two reporters. It's hard to cover everything local with two reporters. And I think also the newspaper has a new philosophy on how to do the news. You know, they tend to be recognizing a lot of local people in jobs, which is great. Nothing wrong with that. But, you know, that's a front page above the fold story, which is interesting because that never would have happened in the past. Usually the front page above the fold stories were big stories, you know, things going on news-wise, murders, fires, thefts, changes to things in town. And I don't know if this affects the sale of newspapers or not, because the reason above the fold was such a big deal was that's what people saw when they were in the grocery store, and that would you know, you can't sit there and read the whole paper at the new grocery store, so you see the story on the front page above the fold, and you decide if you want to buy that paper or not. Well, if the front story above the fold, if the front page above the story paper, if I can speak, see, now, radio stations apparently are in a downturn as well, between the phones and me not being able to speak this morning. If the front page above the fold story is on recognizing somebody local for something good they're doing, I don't know if that's incentive to buy the paper. Now, again, it's not a bad thing to do that, but usually people want to hear the news. What's going on in town? You know, is something new being built up? Is something new opening? And again, the tragedies, unfortunately, the fires, the murders, things of that nature, court trials. But I don't know if just recognizing somebody who's doing good in the community is a reason to buy the paper. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But maybe some morning we'll take a poll on that, if you like that. Because there seems to be a lot of that going on with the Marion Star right now. But that might be because they only have two reporters. 59 minutes past the hour. Now, during the break, I'm going to try to fix this phone problem. Heaven be with us this morning that we fix this phone problem, because this show is all about phone calls. But I am glad to know, even through our glitch this morning, that so many of you are out there listening, because, my goodness, we got phone calls galore when I was trying to fix the telephone. So thank you for being out there this morning. Stay with us through this 15-minute break. I'm going to work on the phones, and then we'll come back with much more here on WWGH Radio, your favorite radio station in Marion. Back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Then got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated shows for Ducks Unlimited and for the Toyota Motor Company.
You got a commercial in there, and you weren't authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Madge, we got the first little portable recorders. Remember those? And I still got mine.
Madge used to put hers in front of the microphone to play it.
Yes, yes.
You brought it back from New York, didn't you?
There
you go.
Sometimes they worked and sometimes they didn't. And I got that trip to New York interviewing a Paris designer. And they said, well, you know, you can't work this anywhere up here. You have to go down to the basement where there is DC current. So I took took Pauline Trigier into the basement of this hotel to interview her there. And she is as slick an announcer as I ever saw. I mean, a designer. She's probably one of the best designers. She just took to that very well. It worked for that one. Then I did some other ones sometime while I was still there. It didn't work.
Madge Cooper. Madge Guthrie.
You won't be a millionaire, but it's the best job in the world.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address: 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number: 740-225-4495. Webpage: crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship. I am the host of the Pastor Spot here at the radio station. We are on live Friday mornings at 11:15. It is replayed Wednesday at 3 o'clock and also Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Also, at 12:15 on Sunday mornings, we have the message from Community Christian Fellowship, and that plays live on Sunday morning at 12:15. Also, we'd like to let you know that we invite you and would love to have you come to the church. We are a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church that is very, very much focused on outreach and reaching outside of the church and loving those around us. Our service times are at 10:30 on Sunday morning and Bible school hours at 9:30. We have midweek services, a lot of kids programs, and yeah, I just invite you to really come and get plugged in. We are at 209 East Water Street in Prospect, and our phone number there is 740-494-2222. If you call and leave me a message, I promise I'll get back with you. God bless everybody. Have a good day, and we'll hear you as you call in and have some questions for us on the radio, and invite you to do that all the time at 740-383-9944.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website, pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number, 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services anywhere in Mid or Central Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. One of Marion's most famous residents was Warren G. Harding, the 29th President of the United States of America and a former United States Senator from Ohio. Harding won election as president in 1920.
Hi, gang, this is Gallagher, and you know you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM in Marion, Ohio. We can also be found streaming live at you on the internet at WWGH1071.com. But there's nothing calm about here.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department,
email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper.
And now a few words.